Well, greetings in Jesus, and welcome to this month's audio magazine. If you missed last month's release, you missed some great music, some good solid words of encouragement, excellent humor, and some healthy debate on the evolution versus creation topic, just to name a few things. Yes, it's sad but true, you missed all of that. But the good news is that we have all of these things and more lined up in this February edition of Highways and Byways. We've added some new segments too. We'll tell you a little bit more about something called End Times Report in a minute. First, I want you to know that we've also expanded the styles of music that you'll be hearing from our independent artists. Now, I say independent artists because 90% or more of the music that you hear each month on Highways and Byways features undiscovered artists that are not signed by major recording labels. As I just said, we've expanded the styles, but the message is always the same, positive and pointing towards the things of the Spirit. Now, you know, almost everyone has at least some knowledge of the kind of things that are going to take place during the end times, those last years and days before Jesus returns. Folks have become familiar with terms like the mark of the beast and Antichrist and the number 666, for example. But as I listen to folks talk about these things at truck stops and out on the road, making their little comments in CB conversations, I realize that a lot of folks only have bits and pieces of the puzzle. So starting with this February edition, we've added these End Time Report segments. We have them broken down into subtopics that line up with the biblical warnings of the signs of the end times. You'll hear these segments pop up throughout the audio magazine in such areas as the Mark of the Beast updates, as we follow the rapid flow of new technology in the computer and microchip end of things. And then there's other segments such as Wars and Rumors of Wars, the Pestilence update, and the one we call Covenant with Many, as we keep an eye on the One World Government movement. And that is a reality, by the way, not just material for some fanatical ranting of a doomsday speaker. We've recently added these end time reports to our weekly radio broadcast too, and I have a feeling this is going to become a popular segment here. Keep your ears tuned in for these little mini reports. Now, we make as many of these CDs available free of charge at truck stops as we have sponsors for, and we hope that you can get back by the place that you pick this copy up each month. We also hope that there's still a copy waiting there for you by the time you get back through, because they fly right out of the box as quick as we can get them delivered. A little later on, we'll tell you how you can subscribe to have Highways and Byways audio magazine sent directly to your address each month. Our full contact information will be on the last track of the CD, along with information about a few ways you can become involved with this ministry, including how to become a highway minister yourself. Well, let's get things rolling this month in our independent artist department with a song by Jeff Thurman called The Unseen Child. This is a powerful song.
Lord, have mercy and great compassion in tender fashion, so meek and mild.
I said,
Lord, have mercy for the grave reactions and tragic actions of the unseen child.
I know somebody with weary eyes will not laugh and cannot cry. He's just a baby boy stuck in shame. He don't know his name. He's got his helmet and a big boots on. Wears more wrath than Genghis Khan. He rides a river they call denial. Surely drives him wild. Without a doubt, dreams went dark.
You're listening to Highways and Byways, the monthly Christian audio magazine. This is your host and highway minister, Wyatt Timmons. Hey, what do you know about evolution? What do you know about creation? What do you know about the fact that the two simply cannot exist together? Well, let's take a listen to a professor who knows both sides of the argument, backwards, forwards, and in between. His name is Ken Ham from Answers in Genesis. Let's see what he has to stir up our intellect with this month.
Well, if there's any way you'd think you'd see overwhelming evidence for evolution, it'd be in museums. But as I've visited them and looked in the glass cases at what scientists have actually found, I've never seen any evidence for evolution. Now, the interesting thing is the so-called evidence for evolution is pasted on the glass case. In other words, the written description of the display. But that's not evidence. That's the scientist's story about the past. When you look into these glass cases, you see distinct kinds of animals and plants. You don't see in-between forms, and what you observe can be classified according to the type of animal or plant they are because they exist in distinct groups or kinds, as the Bible would call them. You don't see a half-dinosaur, half-bird, although a British museum I visited a few weeks ago claimed there was such a creature. A senior fossil expert at the British Museum of Natural History in London once admitted that they didn't have any undisputed transitional forms showing one kind of animal changing into another. The bottom line: God created, just as his word states. I may surprise you, but I do believe in cavemen. In fact, I have a very simple definition of cavemen. Cavemen are men who live in caves. And even today, there are people who live in caves in different parts of the world. But do I believe cavemen were primitive beings? Not at all. Do you know what's fascinating? Evolutionary scientists have indoctrinated people to think that cavemen used stone tools, ate their meat raw, or charred it while cooking it over an open fire. But in Japan, scientists discovered evidence of cavemen who actually built ovens. And as the scientists said, they showed a higher degree of culinary sophistication. The researchers went on to say that using such stone ovens allows a person to cook more delicately without burning the meat. So these cavemen certainly don't sound like primitive, brutish creatures to me. Who were these cavemen then? Well, after the Tower of Babel, people spread out over the earth, and some of them started living in caves. Actually, when you think about it, cavemen were our relatives.
We'll check back in with Ken Ham in a little while, get some more thoughts from him concerning evolution and creation. And in a moment, we're going to take a look at our first End Times report. But first, this message.
All right, everyone, calm down now. What kind of bomb do we have in there?
It looks like a Delta IV design, sir, using a Class 5 explosive.
Have you evacuated the area?
10 city blocks, sir.
We'd better deactivate this bomb immediately. How much time do we have?
We can't tell. The timer has no display.
What? Really?
Yes, that bomb could go off any second.
Well, yeah, that's true, but on the same token, it could take days for that bomb to go off.
Well, yeah.
I wish you would have told me that on the phone. I could have finished my dinner.
I'm sorry, sir, but I thought we should deal with this right away.
No, let's go home, get a good night's sleep, and come back tomorrow.
Sir, we don't know when that bomb will explode.
I'll deal with it later.
Many people have this same attitude towards their own death. We don't know when we will die. Jesus spent more time warning us about hell than he did telling us about heaven. Do you know where you will spend eternity? A message from Lifeline Productions, 1-800-523-8669.
And now, an End Times update.
Well, we go from the beginnings of life as we know it here on planet Earth to the end of life as we know it on planet Earth. Many folks believe that the ultimate mark of the beast that the Bible speaks of, that mark that will be required for everyone to have on their forehead or their forearm in order to buy or sell, is closely connected to the current technology of incredibly small but powerful microchips and RF tracking systems. I believe at a minimum, this current technology is at least paving the way for the application of this final mark. Under the new world government system that's currently being pieced together, this kind of technology will play a vital role in keeping track of people. Now, I've gleaned from several different news agencies in order to bring this condensed report together, and I'll be quoting from CNetNews.com, WorldNet Daily, and AP, the Associated Press. For our first look at a Mark of the Beast update, I think we'll lay the foundation by looking at a major player in the United States concerning this radio frequency identification and the implantable chips. The company's name is ADS. It stands for Applied Digital Solutions. The chip itself has been named the VeriChip. Now, in 1999, they announced that they had obtained the patent rights to an implantable microchip designed for human use that could be used with GPS tracking systems, you know, like the Qualcomms on our trucks. Now, at first, ADS was using terms such as a cashless society and implantable chip until Christian organizations began to bring negative attention and protest to the whole idea. ADS stopped using the term cashless society, and instead of implantable, they started saying tamper-proof. So what's in a word? Everything, my friend. Everything. After 9/11, Applied Digital Solutions started using those old terms again, cashless society and implantable chip. And as this report was being prepared for Highways and Byways, an update came in from CNETnews.com. That report says that ADS is offering a special, I kid you not, a special $50 discount for the first 100,000 people that'll sign up for the implantable chip. The same online application that offers this discounted offer for the VeriChip also offers you the opportunity to become a distributor. You can't make this stuff up any better than the real thing already is. And here's the craziest part of this whole thing. They will get their 100,000 people and more. There's enough people out there who don't have a clue about the implications of an actual microchip implantation into their body. Now again, I don't think that this is the mark of the beast. I just believe it's the technology that will desensitize us for that day. I, for one, see the surfacing of at least an open door to the technology that will be in place at the time of that mandated mark of the beast that Jesus spoke of in the book of Revelation. Now, if you want to see these articles in their entirety, just go to our website, www.highwaymag.com. We have a link posted there under a new page on the website called End Time Reports. Well, let's bring this first report to a close now and enjoy a song that speaks about the positive things that the new millennium will bring about for those wise enough to have their spiritual life in order when Jesus returns. This is a song by a group called Big Methuselah, and the song is called New Millennium.
There is coming a time we'll see wonderful things. We'll all be drinking wine on the leaves. Yes, there's coming a day, a promised new age.
Faithful, all arise to dance and sing. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a 777 Pearly Gates.
This is 777 Pearly Gates.
Great. Is there a door or driver or something I can get in?
Wait, what's your name?
Suppose you want to check, see if I got a reservation, huh?
Something like that.
No problem. The name's Grover. Claude Grover.
Let's see. Gibson, Grant, Green, Gunderson. I'm sorry. No Grover.
What do you mean, no Grover? There must be some kind of mistake.
No mistake. Your name's not in the book.
After all the things I done for you?
I know what you've done.
Oh, yeah, I know you're supposed to know, but what about the time I donated $20 to that telethon, huh? I saved the receipt. Tax deductible, you know. And what about when I was cheap with my kids' Trailblazers Club and they wanted the little color boy to join, huh? I didn't complain. I even gave him his own little tent on campouts.
I'm sorry, Claude. That doesn't make it.
Oh, I get it. Probably want something religious, huh? Okay, let's be honest for a minute here. I admit, I missed my share of Sundays, but so what? I mean, everybody misses them. Hey, you gotta admit, I went every Easter and a couple of Christmases, too. And remember that time a few years back when my wife was nagging me? I went two Sundays in a row, two in a row! Even missed a Rams game. Heard it, though. Had a little earplug in my transistor. You know, I didn't think anyone could hear those things, but after the sermon, the preacher wanted to know who won the game. He was quite a fan.
Well, Claude, there still isn't a place for you.
Well, what you want me to do anyways, huh? Hey, you want me going door to door with Bibles? You want me to put an I Found It bumper sticker on the Pinto?
You didn't have to do anything. I did all the work for you. If only you would have accepted it.
You act like I'm some kind of a bad guy or something. Look, like I never killed anybody. I didn't rob no banks. So listen, fella, I can see you keeping those guys out. But this is me, Claude Grover, you know, the life of the party, Lampshades Grover, good old law-abiding American citizen. Now, I never did nothing really wrong.
Claude, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Oh, yeah? Well, if all of us have sinned, then none of us have a chance. That's not fair. You're supposed to be fair. How do you fix that?
I died for you, so that by my grace you could redeem yourself.
What do you mean you died for me? Who are you anyway?
You don't even know me. I'm Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on. Who are you really? Where's St. Peter anyway?
I've told you. Now go.
Now, hang on. Look, is there a back door or something? I could wash dishes. I love to wash dishes.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Maybe there's somebody else I could talk to. The manager or the owner. Let me speak to the owner.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Well, hardy, hardy, hardy. How many times I heard a line like that before?
It doesn't matter how many times you heard it. It only matters if you believe it.
Well, that's just great. Well, where do I go now? I got all this time off from work. I got my camera, the film, and flashbulbs. You know how I'm always forgetting flashbulbs.
Mr. Grover?
Yes?
We have a place for you over here.
Well, all right. That's what I call service. Voice I recognize anyway. Geez, this meter's getting hot in here.
Then I wind up all alone. When I put my trust in me, I just don't wind up falling down again. So when my wind blows cold and there's nothing to hold on to, I need Jesus. I just need Jesus. There's a comfort and a strength of love, learning more each day. But this love, it isn't just for me, it's for me to give away. It's not in pride, it's not in vain, I don't need any earthly gain. Oh, I need Jesus, I just need Jesus. I follow my own, then I wind up all alone. When I put my trust in men, I just don't wind up falling down again. So when the wind blows cold and there's nothing to hold on to, I need Jesus. I just need Jesus. All on my own, then I wind up all alone. When I put my trust in men, I just wind up falling down again. So when the wind blows cold and there's nothing to hold on to, I need Jesus, I just need Jesus.
Blessing and something lucrative is going to happen to you. Ain't God great? Hi, friend. I'm Brother Bob Blessing here with another exciting special. Something lucrative is going to happen to you. Behind me is a beautiful billion-dollar Ain't God Great Center, home of our satellite TV station, the Ain't God Great Radio Network, our 7,000-seat auditorium and fitness center, and, of course, our Springs of Blessing water slide. From here, we proclaim the good news the world is waiting to hear. Jesus wants you healthy and wealthy. We'll be telling you how you can be blessed by sharing this exciting ministry in just a moment. But first, friend, let me introduce today's co-host. He's assertive, he's positive, he's one of Christ's own disciples. Here he is, your favorite disciple and mine, Saint Peter. Welcome to our Something Lucrative Is Going to Happen to You special, Saint Peter.
You can just call me Peter.
Well, what an honor to meet one so positive and assertive and, of course, healthy and wealthy.
Well, actually, I've got this really bad cold I picked up in prison, and I'm afraid I don't have any silver or gold.
Keep the tape rolling, Nick, but make a note to edit that out in production. You see, Peter, I'm Brother Bob Blessing, the world's most positive thinker. Jesus wants us healthy and wealthy. We're king's kids. Let's try another approach. Take two. 5, 4, 3, 2. Peter, you are one of Christ's closest friends. What positive and powerful message stands out above all the others?
I guess the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus started out by saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of...
Cut. Peter, you don't seem to understand. This is a positive show. God doesn't want us living below our privileges. He loves you and has a wonderful Porsche for your life. Roll the tape, Nick. Take 3, 5, 4, 3, 2... One of Christ's messages that stands out to St. Peter is the Sermon on the Mount.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
God, what do you mean, mourn? If you think on positive things, if you really believe something lucrative is going to happen to you, then life can be continuously happy.
But I get beat up everywhere I go sharing the gospel, and my close friend James is beheaded, and And worse than that, there are people dying this moment and going into eternity without Christ. Just don't think about it, friend. Fill your mind with positive thoughts. Keep the tape rolling, Nick. We may be able to salvage some of this. Please, say something positive. Well, I'm basically a go-for-it, assertive, confident sort of guy. Praise God. Yes, friends, it's those who assert themselves and name it and claim it that the Lord blesses. But I've learned that only the meek will inherit the earth. Make a note to edit that out. Take 4, 5, 4, 3, 2. Is there anything positive you remember Christ saying, Peter? Oh, sure, most of it. Finally, Peter remembers Christ as someone who thought positively, lived positively, and was positively successful. Can you share some of those thoughts with us, Peter? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus wants us to be filled to overflowing. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Preach it, friend. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Glory. Yes, friends. God wants you to be his son or daughter and experience all of his riches. Just dial 1-800-BLESSED and blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Cut. Blessed are those when people insult you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you. Okay. That's enough. Are the mics off? Look, Peter, it's been great being with you, but nothing personal. You're just not the kind of guest this special needs. Nick, see if you can give me that disciple who wrote, God's divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. That was him?
And I do believe it's true. You know they call me a holy roller. And I do believe it's true. Well, if you knew the Lord like I do well, you might be doing some rolling too. Thumper, and I do believe it's true.
Oh, you tell them, Marty.
Yes, I do. Oh, you know they call me a Bible thumper, and yes, I do believe it's true.
All right.
Yeah. And if you knew the word like I do, you'd be thumping your Christian. And I do believe it's true. You know they call me a crazy, crazy Christian. Anybody's been around you boys long enough, they know that's the truth. You crazy, all right. You crazy about Jesus. Well, in this world we're living in, you'd be crazy not to be a Christian.
Thank you. me a Jesus freak. And I do believe that that's true. Oh, I know I do. You know they call me a Jesus freak now, now, now. And I do believe, I believe it's true. Well, there's just one thing I wanna know.
What's that, Doug?
You know there's one thing I wanna know.
Hey, somebody reach over there and tell it.
You know there's one thing I gotta know before I go. Whose freak are you?
Hey, have you been keeping track of every earthquake report over the last couple of months? No? Oh, come on. I'm sure you must have a little place in your day planner where you write down whenever a news report mentions another one of these earthquakes. I know. I can hear you saying already, I don't even like keeping my logbook up to date. So what in the world makes you think that I'd keep a running log of earthquake reports? Well, I do hear the reports quite often, but the truth is, I don't really keep a running log of them while I'm out on the road during the week. When I get home, there's usually a new stack of End Times updates waiting for me to sort through, though. I suppose I could use those 2 extra hours off duty every night to do it. Nah. Well, listen, what I think I'll do here in this earthquake update report is simply read off all of the diverse places that earthquakes have been reported lately, just over the last couple of months. And by the way, this is not a complete list, just enough to catch our attention. First, though, let me read off the words of Jesus concerning signs leading up to the end times, from Luke 21, starting at verse 7. So they asked him, saying, "Teacher, what will these things be, and what signs will there be when these things are about to take place?" Jesus said, "Take heed that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and time is drawn near. But don't go after them. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, but the end will not come immediately." And then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes in various places, famines and pestilence, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven." Okay, here's the short list of reported earthquakes. The southern coast of Mexico. A mild tremor in Jackson, Wyoming. It's worth mentioning. An earthquake on the French island of New Caledonia that was relatively severe. A major earthquake in Iran that most of us surely heard about. Bali, Indonesia. Then another one in Mexico near Acapulco in Mexico City. Southern California. No kidding. Taiwan. Kamchatka, Russia. There was an earthquake over in the islands of Western Greece. There was another one in Western Turkey. Pakistan had one. Afghanistan had one recently. I don't know about you, but it does sound like a whole lot of shaking going on. Hey, I'll tell you what, you keep your ears open for those little earthquake reports sandwiched in between all of the big news stories of the day and see how many of them you can recall next month when we do another earthquake update. Until then, I'll keep a running log of those reports, and you, well, you just worry about keeping that new logbook system squared away. Between upgraded security alerts and the new logbook rules, I've been noticing a whole lot more DOT spot checks and more requests to see my logbook. How about you?
Okay, where do we turn?
According to the directions, it's the next intersection.
As we travel through life, it's always helpful to have directions.
Is that a big mud hole?
Ew, and I just had that car washed. Why don't you turn at the next intersection?
But the directions said turn here.
And we'll find our way to the right road.
Faithfully following the directions will lead us to our destination.
This can't be right. The directions say to go straight, but we're almost out of town.
Well, this turn looks good to me.
All right, let's take it.
Weren't we supposed to turn at a gas station somewhere?
Oh, that was way back there. It looked like a rough neighborhood, so I skipped that turn.
Oh, good call.
God has given us directions in the Bible that will lead us to a relationship with Him and a home in heaven.
These directions can't be right.
I haven't trusted them from the beginning.
Maybe we should have. Then we wouldn't be lost.
We're not lost.
If the Bible seems irrelevant or outdated to you, you may have drifted further from God than you think.
Okay, we're lost. What do the directions say?
A message from Lifeline Productions. 1-800-523-8669. LifelinePro.com.
A little earlier, I read off words of Jesus concerning the signs leading up to end times. One of the things that Jesus pointed out was that there would be pestilence. And by the way, that word pestilence in the New Testament comes from the original Greek word loimos, which means both pest and plague. So a disease as a result of a plague is easy to include in our understanding. And just as I did with the earthquake update, I think that I'm going to just give you a short list of reported disease and pestilence updates from around the world. Vietnam is reporting 4 more cases of a suspected human infection from the bird flu that's infected 3 Asian countries, Japan, South Korea, and Vietnam. Taiwan slaughtered 20,000 chickens in mid-January, and China banned imports of chicken. Now, the update to this first report included this information. The number of chickens is now raised to over 500,000, 600,000 to be exact. They've linked the bird flu to the death of 10 children and 1 adult. It sounds like a pestilence to me. China is tracking the cause of their first SARS outbreak in 2004. A major flu outbreak that hit the United States pretty hard has now hit Germany, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. China has ordered the killing of some 10,000 cats, a civet cat to be specific, which is a delicacy in China. By the way, does anybody know what kind of meat that is that they put inside the little wonton dumplings in those Chinese buffets? If you think you know, make sure to give me a call on the 24-hour voicemail line and tell me. 1-800-421-3148. Sorry about that. I just had to ask. I just had to know. Now back to our pestilence update. Concord, New Hampshire reports 5 cases of bacterial meningitis. The Ebola virus has been reported in Central Africa again. The United Nations has reported 29 deaths so far. Taiwan reports a new SARS case. What a surprise. And finally, the HIV/AIDS epidemic has killed 3 million people in 2003, and another 5 million acquired HIV. That brings the grand total to somewhere between 34 to 46 million people, give or take a few million. Now, I could go on and on and on, but I think that enough has been mentioned here to stir our hearts up and our minds, at least a little. Jesus said that there'll be pestilence and disease, increasingly, as we usher in end times, prior to Christ's return. Are you ready?
Oh, Betty, this is such a wonderful party.
Well, I'm so glad you came. Have you seen Billy Bob anywhere yet?
Have you talked to your doctor about the little purple chip? Well, you may want to wait until you get home. Have you talked to your doctor about the purple chip yet?
Millions of people all over the world are finding out about the miracle of the little purple chip.
It's not really purple. It's a microchip. But it does leave a small purple bruise mark at the point of injection under the skin. With 1 10-minute implantation process, you can be free from the pains of reaching into your pockets to touch those dirty, filthy paper and coin currencies that have probably been touched by people who have had their hands in places you don't even want to think about.
This little purple chip will make it so easy to buy and sell things everywhere you go in your life.
Surveys show that 1 out of every 2 people will be unconsciously blissful as they enter into the world of a cashless society. So don't be left out.
The day may come when it's the only way to buy and sell.
Leading sociologists all agree. Just 1 little implantable chip, about the size of a grain of rice, can set you on the path to blending in with the rest of humanity and shed that unwanted individuality.
Don't wait. Ask your doctor today about the little purple chip.
Side effects include, but are not limited to, invasion of personal privacy, loss of personal freedom, and mandatory obedience to a false god. A permanent mark upon the forehead or forearm may eventually be noticeable in large numbers of people. Not everyone is suited for the implantable chip. Consult your god before deciding.
Next millennium, the little purple chip of the future.
may believe in evolution, and you may think God is dead, and you may not believe in Calvary, and you may think that His returning is only in our head, but there'll come a day that you just won't believe. What you gonna do when the graves start bursting open? What you gonna do when the saints all start to fly? What you gonna do when you're one day late for hoping? Yeah, what you gonna do when the Christians say goodbye? Well, you may think we're phony under some kind of spell. When we pray, it's just a waste of time. You may think we're crazy, but it's just a fairy tale. But when Gabriel blows, it's gonna blow your mind. What you gonna do when the graves start bursting open? What you gonna do when the saints all start to fly? What you gonna do when you're one day late for hoping? But yeah, what you gonna do when the Christians say goodbye? What you gonna do when the graves start bursting open? Yeah, what you gonna do when the saints all start to fly? What you gonna do when you're one day late for hoping? Yeah, what you gonna do when the Christians say goodbye? Yeah, what you gonna do when the Christians say goodbye?
How many different roadsides can you think of right off the top of your head? Well, actually, I don't want you to answer the question right now. Maybe you can save that for some time when you need something to distract you from the fact that you've been backed up to the docks for an hour and nobody's even thought about beginning to unload you. Well, here's a wonderful friend and our overseer in ministry, along with his wife, as a matter of fact, Pastor Hank Niwola. And Pastor Hank has agreed to tackle this next segment every month for us on Highways and Byways. And what segment is that? Well, it's a segment called Road Signs. What else? Here's Pastor Hank Niwola.
Warning signs. Warning signs are usually diamond-shaped with black symbols or messages on yellow backgrounds. Warning signs tell us what to expect ahead. They warn us about conditions on or near the roadway. They are posted before the condition so we can be prepared. That's what my Pennsylvania driver's manual tells me, friends. They tell us what to expect ahead so we can be prepared. Most of us have learned to pay at least some attention to them, usually from experience. There's a stretch of road on I-79 just south of Neville Island in the Pittsburgh area that has a significant grade and a series of bends. The state has put up chevron warning signs, sharp curve ahead. They've put up those series of curves warning signs also. They've even posted a few truck rollover warning signs. And they've reduced the speed limit with a warning sign 45 miles an hour. Yet with all this, usually not a month goes by without at least one truck having rolled over with injury and sometimes death. The driver saw the warning signs, and yet he just didn't pay attention. You know, our life's like that too. God, who cares about our lives, has placed warning signs in His Word to let us know if something we might be doing or the way we are traveling could be dangerous. He doesn't want us to hurt ourselves or hurt other people. He tells us in Matthew chapter 7 that if we pay attention to His Word and observe it, we're like the wise man building his house on a rock. If we don't pay attention and ignore what God has to say, then we are like a foolish man building our house on the sand. The same storms of life come to the wise and the foolish, but the wise man's house stands, while the foolish man's house, his whole life, is washed away. Here's a warning sign in Matthew chapter 18. It's a cool story about a man who owed a lot of money. He was forgiven the debt, but he refused to forgive someone else a tiny amount. And his Lord was angered and handed him over to the torturers until he would pay back his huge debt in full. A warning sign we ought to forgive or our lives could be a wreck. There's another warning sign in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. The Apostle Paul tells us fornication and adultery, homosexual behavior, stealing, and other things can keep us out of the kingdom of God. That's quite a warning. And thankfully, God's word is full of solutions, too. And this chapter goes on to tell us what to do about it so we can make it to heaven. Friends, read the book. Obey the warning signs. You'll stay on the road. This is Hank Nuola with Road Signs. God bless you.
Prince says, think about this.
Stay in the Word. Don't take just 5 minutes a day with your Bible. Live in it, read it, meditate it, believe it, and that world will become so real to you that there'll be nothing in this world that could tempt you or attract you in any disloyalty to Jesus Christ. Now, I believe in enjoying life. I believe in pleasure, but I don't want to love the world nor the things that are in the world. Because if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And I owe everything to my Father. I don't want to be disloyal to him. I want to show him my gratitude, my appreciation.
To find out more, log on to thinkaboutthis.org or call us at 1-800-51-THINK. Think About This is a DPM production.
But 'cause on the other side there's a curse. You have a choice of life or death, so choose this day who you serve. Away your sin. He hung up on a cross. He died and was raised up again. So if you put your faith in Jesus, he's gonna give you a brand new start. Then he'll restore your mind and renew your heart. And on the one side he was a blessing, but on the other side there's a curse. You have the choice of life or death, so choose this day who to serve.
I'd like to tell you just how much I enjoy bringing this Highways and Byways audio magazine to you each month. But if I told you all about that, there wouldn't be much time left to give out our contact information. However, I would like to make an extra mention concerning the 24-hour voicemail line. I'm going to mention it again in a moment as I give out the contact information, but let me just encourage you, touch base with us for a prayer request that's heavy on your heart. We literally have an intercessory team available. That's prayer intercession. And if you exercise the faith to call the voicemail line and leave your prayer request after the recorded greeting, we'll exercise the faith to lift up your heartfelt concerns, no matter what they are. Big or small, it doesn't matter. God can answer them all. Now, that same voicemail number is available for your spiritually related questions, whether they're tough Bible questions that someone else has thrown at you, or maybe a passage that you'd like us to tackle on a future Highways and Byways audio magazine. Again, no questions off limits. We won't duck any sincere question or comment that you share with us. We would like a first name or a CB handle, and tell us where you came across your copy of Highways and Byways. You can also tell us where your home base is for you and anything else that you'd like to share. In fact, we'd love to hear a story about the hand of God in your life. It could be a miracle that you know was just that, a miracle. It may be that you have a word of encouragement for everyone to hear. Don't keep it to yourself, by the way. You may be holding the word of encouragement that another driver is desperately searching for. The valleys that we know God has brought us through deserve to be credited to our Creator. And in sharing these, you're being a testimony of God's good and gracious mercies.
We all have the mountaintop experiences and the valley experiences because that's all part of life. What Jesus wants most of all is for us to put our faith and trust in Him, and then we help each other along the way with words of encouragement. So again, I say, don't keep it to yourself. Now, the voicemail line is available 24 hours a day. You can take all the time you need to ask your question, share your word of encouragement, or offer a suggestion for a future topic on highways and byways, or leave that important prayer request. 1-800-421-3148. Oh, and another thing, we'd love to hear your humorous stories too. Keep it clean if you wanted to make it on a future Highways and Byways program. But by all means, help us laugh a little. That's a very important part of life, you know. 1-800-421-3148. And if you want individual ministry, if you'd like to talk directly with us here at Highways and Byways, leave a way for us to get back in touch with you, and we'll be faithful to follow up on the contact. Okay, then, you can always get our contact information by going to the Highways and Byways website. That address is www.highwaymag.com. The MAG stands for magazine, which is what this is, a monthly audio magazine. So it's highwaymag.com. You can write to us at Highways and Byways, P.O. Box 115, Forksville, PA. That's home for me, and that's where Highways and Byways is produced each month. Oh, and the email is talk@highwaymag.com. Now, if you've listened this far into the track, the chances are that you may want to have Highways and Byways sent directly to your address each month. This ministry is not about money, and hopefully you've noticed that there are no appeals for support or money anywhere throughout the CD. We supply the CDs to truck stops as we can afford to do, and if you subscribe to a year of Highways and Byways, I'm going to tell you straight up that you're not only getting 12 CDs for yourself, you're going to be sponsoring 12 CDs for drivers who most likely you'll never meet on this side of heaven, but may very well thank you on the other side. A one-year subscription to Highways and Byways is $3 a month. That's $36 for the year, and that includes shipping. We're a nonprofit organization, so upon request, we'll even send out a tax receipt for the donation to Highways and Byways. As far as asking for direct support, we simply put it this way. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, well, that's the thing you ought to do. Finally, if you'd like to get directly involved with the distribution of Highways and Byways each month, if you want to become a highway minister yourself, sponsor a truck stop, or simply carry a few boxes of CDs with you to pass out or to leave in truckers' lounges, contact us. We'll make arrangements to get the audio magazines into your hands. Well, thank you for staying with us to the end of the magazine, my friend. I went ahead and put a bonus song on the end of this last track just for the ones who remain steadfast to the end. Well, that's going to do it for this month's Highway and Byways, then. Now, on the off chance that you see a little pup trailer running down the highway, anywhere from Virginia all the way up to Maine, if it says ready built on the side of that pup trailer, make sure you give a holler to the fellow behind the wheel. It's me, and I'd enjoy the conversation as long as my little radio will reach you. Lord knows I need one of them big radios. Maybe I should put it on the voicemail line myself, get it on that prayer request list. Who knows what the Lord might do? Might touch somebody's heart to just bring a radio right to me. Might walk up to me at a truck stop and say, I know you need a radio. Here it is. It's a big radio too, my friend. You never know. It could happen.
What are the nation's rage? And the people blood in vain. The kings of the earth have set themselves, and their rulers plan together. Against the Lord and His anointed. Let us break these chains in pieces. Cast away the cords.
set my king on my holy hill Zion. For I have set my king on my holy hill Zion. And blessed are those who put their trust.